Previously on The Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
What are you?
I'm a vampire.
You must be Miss Pierce.
Please call me Catherine.
I was never in love with you, Catherine. None of my feelings were real.
Believe what you want, Stefan, but I know the truth.
So the Black Sheep returns.
Tyler?
Who's the guy with Carol?
Mason Lockwood.
You know where I can find any family artifact stuff? I'm just looking for this old piece of my mom's. It's a moonstone.
I think the Lockwoods have a family secret. They're not vampires or something else.
A lycanthrope.
Werewolves?
It was you.
I fed her blood and A plus B equals...
Catherine, don't be frightened. We're gonna have so much fun together.
Lockwood Mansion, 1864.
Look who found his dancing shoes. No touching, Mr. Salvatore. Those are the rules.
I thought you didn't believe in rules. My brother is still upset that you chose me to escort you.
Well, Damon needs to concede that his younger brother is a better dancer. Huh. Looks like he found someone to occupy his time.
Elena is laughing with Damon. She's wearing 21st century clothing. Stefan watches them intently. Elena glances at Stefan.
Elena.
Stefan, don't.
Stefan hurries after them. Damon leads Elena through a door.
Elena!
Stefan goes through the door. White light flares. He's back in the 21st century wearing modern clothes. He's in the Mystic Grill, where Elena and Damon are playing pool.
It's your turn.
Damon smiles at Elena.
You prepare to lose.
Stefan watches Damon kiss Elena.
It hurts, doesn't it?
Catherine's in the grill in period dress.
Now you know how I feel. Don't fight it, Stefan. You loved me once. Love me again.
Catherine caresses Stefan.
I love you, Stefan. We'll be together again.
Back in 1864, Catherine kisses Stefan. In the present, Stefan and Elena lie in bed. His eyes are open, and he starts.
Oh. Hey, you okay?
Yes, it's a bad dream. I like to sleep.
Elena's head is on his chest. Stefan leaps out of bed.
Catherine.
You have to admit I am getting better at this.
The Vampire Diaries.
It was easy to get inside of your head. Have you completely forsaken your nature?
She throws off his attack.
Are we really gonna do this again? Both know I could rip you to shreds and do my nails at the same time.
What do you want?
I wanted to see you. Missed you, Stefan. Indulge me for a little while, please.
Why are you back in town?
Three reasons. You, you, and you.
See, I can't quite get that down. It just kind of gets stuck in my throat.
Well, you know, it's the truth. Deep down inside that gorgeous body of yours, it's Stefan that fell in love with me, too.
Elena's in the Mystic Grill, leafing through a book. She starts when Damon appears at her side.
What do you want?
So this is where you spend your time when you're not stabbing people in the back.
I tricked you into telling me the truth. That's not stabbing you in the back. That's using your own tactics against you.
Where are you going?
I made myself clear, Damon. I want nothing to do with you.
Okay. See you at Jenna's barbecue.
How did you know about Jenna's barbecue?
It was my idea. Jenna went to high school with Mason Lockwood, so I figured a social gathering would be a good way to get to know the guy. So I told Rick to tell Jenna, and...
Does Jenna know that you're going to be there? Because she's not exactly a fan of yours.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm hoping this peach cobbler will pave the way.
What are you up to?
I'm gonna put some silver into Mason Lockwood and prove that he's a werewolf. See you at the barbecue.
He leaves carrying a box he's been given.
Hey, Mason, you got a second?
Nah, man, barbecue at Jenna Summer's house.
Come on, man, give me 2 minutes, all right? You can't keep dodging me. I'm freaking out over here.
Tyler, what do you want me to say, man? Yes, I turned into a wolf. No, it's not gonna happen to you.
How do you know that? Because you're not going to trigger the curse. Your dad didn't know anything about any of this, neither did I till it happened to me.
How does it get triggered?
Ignorance is bliss. Trust me. You blow back into town with some supernatural family secret and you expect me not to ask questions? I can't say anything more. I'm sorry, Tyler. It's just better for you if I don't.
Tyler holds Mason's direct gaze, then Mason turns away.
You ever find that moonstone?
Do you know where it is?
What's so special about it?
I told you. It was my mom's. It's sentimental. Look, just don't worry about it. Forget I even brought it up, right? I'll see you later.
Mason leaves. Tyler takes the moonstone from his pocket and taps it against his hand. At the Salvatore's.
You shouldn't read someone's journal.
I know. I'm sorry. It was just too tempting, all of your inner thoughts and feelings laying there on your desk for me to read.
Stefan takes the journal from Catherine.
Damon's private stock?
That's right. You don't do human. I read that. I also read about your recent werewolf sighting. That must have come as a surprise.
What do you know about werewolves?
I know not to pet one. Their bite kills, Stefan. It's best to stay clear of them during a full moon.
And how do you know this?
Who do you think was responsible for ridding this town of vampires in 1864?
Founding families.
Spearheaded by...
She toys with a magnifying glass.
The Lockwoods.
You remember the Founder's Ball, don't you? The one that you were dreaming about?
I was your escort.
That was before you and Damon knew about my little secret.
Everyone, will you please join me in raising your glasses to my good friend, George Lockwood. George, thank you for so bravely defending the South.
My honor, Mr. Salvatore. After all, someone had to do it.
Here, here. We have a word, Miss Catherine.
Grab a glass, Henry. It's a celebration.
Please, Miss Catherine.
She leaves the room with Henry and they stand beside a staircase.
I looked up at those attacks from the other night. It wasn't vampires.
That's good news, Henry. That means we have nothing to worry about.
I'm afraid you don't understand. Those folks were torn apart in ways I've never seen before.
Then it won't be long before the Founders drop an investigation.
We'll leave town immediately. I'll tell the others.
Relax. Henry, this town is our home, and the vampires are my family. I won't let anything happen to us.
Henry nods. Catherine catches George watching them.
From the moment I met George, I knew he'd be a problem.
So you're saying that all the Lockwoods are werewolves?
The werewolf gene runs in the Lockwood family, not that they're all wolves.
How many other werewolves are out there? I mean, is it just limited to the Lockwoods?
No. There are others. Not many. They're practically extinct. They mainly exist now in books and really bad movies. My turn to ask a question.
She takes the journal.
Why did you keep this picture?
On it is written, Catherine, 1864.
Why not burn it? Tear it up. You want to know why I came back? Well, I have a better question. Why did you? For Elena? No. You came back here to fall in love with me all over again, didn't you?
Stefan nods vaguely. His eyes dart about edgily. Stefan teleports to standing before Catherine. He caresses her face and stares into her eyes.
What is it about you that makes me still care?
Their profiles are silhouetted in the shadowy light. Catherine holds Stefan's gaze and slowly moves her lips close to his. Stefan plunges a dagger into Catherine's back. She collapses onto a couch and struggles to breathe. A At the Salvatore's, Stefan carries Catherine down to a cellar. He sits her in a chair and manacles her to it.
Now, where were we? That's right, you were going to tell me why you came back to Mystic Falls, weren't you?
You didn't have to do this.
Answer the question.
I came back for you.
Well, we're going to play by my rules now.
He dons gloves. Catherine wriggles to free herself, but to no avail. Stefan picks a plant growing under strip lighting nearby. She recoils when he approaches with it. He laid the plant on her cheek briefly.
Answer the question.
Are you gonna torture me now?
I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get you to tell me the truth.
He lets go of her and throws the plant away.
Later that night at the Founders Ball.
No, I don't want to hear any more stories about the past.
Yes, you do, Stefan. That's exactly what you want to hear.
In the past, George walks up to Catherine.
She's all alone. Does this mean I can finally have you all to myself?
Your father's outdone himself.
Yeah, knowing father, he'll want to throw a founder's party every year.
I must admit, I am rather surprised that you'd come looking for me.
Because you're the rope in the Salvatore brothers' tug of war?
No, because I'm a vampire who could kill you in your sleep.
I beg your pardon?
Relax, George. I know you know my secret.
This conversation is over.
She grabs his arm.
And I know your secret, too. And I know that you're extra strong, only not as strong.
She releases her grip. George checks about him, then faces her.
How do you know who I am?
You think that I would settle into a town without knowing my enemies?
What do you want?
She smiles seductively.
What did he want?
Catherine curls her lip sulkily. Stefan gets another chair, plonks it down, and sits in front of her. At Jenna's, Elena pours chips into a bowl.
Thanks for letting me invite Caroline. She could use a day of distraction.
Well, she's not the plus one I'm worried about. Why is Damon coming?
Because Alaric is a pity taker. Come on, Jenna, be nice.
Be nice when Damon learns to keep his paws off you.
Mason enters.
Ah, good news. Found the shot glasses.
That would be my answer.
I'm here 10 minutes and already I'm back under the bleachers at the pep rally.
It's just like old times, huh? Only I didn't swipe this bottle from my old man.
Oh, the expensive stuff. I like you already.
Just happy to be invited.
Well, thank Rick. This was his idea.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, I thought it'd be nice to meet some of Jenna's old high school friends. You know, dig up a little dirt.
Oh, I've got dirt. I've got dirt.
I have no secrets. Only dirty shame.
The dirty shame.
Cheers.
Hey.
Damon with his box.
Damon.
We're just doing shots. Let me get you a shot glass, buddy.
Oh, here. Use mine.
Jenna drains it and goes.
He doesn't like me very much.
We haven't met. Mason Lockwood.
Oh, sure. Hey. Damon Salvatore.
I know. Heard great things about you.
Really? That's weird. I'm a dick.
Hey, just checking in. Did you get my message about Jenna's barbecue?
Caroline comes out onto the porch.
Call me when you can. Is that Stefan?
He hasn't called me back. I'm trying to decide if I should be worried.
I'm sure he's fine. God, I cannot stop eating. Stefan says it's a great way to sublimate the cravings. Well, it's horrible just fighting the urge for blood every minute of every day.
I know that Stefan really hates that part of himself.
Well, yeah, and he hates that you're a constant temptation.
He said that?
The desire to rip out your jugular every time he's with you. Trust me, it's there. That's why I had to break up with Matt.
Hey, food's ready. Come get it.
Finally, I'm starving.
Caroline goes inside. Elena stares down solemnly. In the cellar...
We could sit here as long as you want. And when you start to desiccate, there's a tomb with your name on it.
I've been doing all the talking. It's your turn. Do you pretend to be human when you're with Elena? Is that the appeal?
Actually, I don't pretend to be anything when I'm with her.
That's the whole point. I get to just be myself.
Does she know that you love me?
I don't.
That's where you're wrong, Stefan. Don't you remember bringing me home that night?
A flashback to the past.
Your family had taken me in. I had a lovely time, Stefan.
How long do you plan on staying in Mystic Falls?
As long as I'm wanted. Your father has been very kind to give me shelter.
How could we not? Losing your family in the fire. Grateful you made it out of Atlanta.
So I gather I'm wanted?
Very much so. I know we've only known each other for a short while, and I know I'm in competition for your affections. I've never met a woman quite like you. I look at you and I see an angel. I touch her skin.
Wearing evening gloves, he lifts a hand to her cheek.
My entire body ignites. I kiss you and I know that I'm falling in love.
They stare into each other's eyes, then move into a tender kiss. Catherine draws back slightly.
I am in love with you.
There's just so much you don't know about me, Stefan.
More to learn in love.
I'm gonna say goodnight.
I've upset you?
No. You haven't upset me, you've just surprised me.
Catherine enters her room. Damon runs up and kisses her.
What are you doing here?
I told you I would come.
Well, I'm tired. You should go.
Did my little brother's confession overwhelm you?
You shouldn't eavesdrop.
She withdraws her hand abruptly as Damon tries to kiss it.
Is my love not enough?
I told you. I'm tired. I wish to be alone tonight. Please leave.
Her eyes fix on him. He blinks, then smiles sweetly.
Good night, Catherine.
Catherine heaves a sigh. She places the fingertips of one of her gloved hands on her lips and closes her eyes briefly.
Go ahead, Stefan. Torture me. Keep me captive, drain me of my blood until my body turns to dust. It'll never change the truth. I never compelled your love. It was real, and so was mine.
She stares at him tearfully.
Dress, ballerina.
Puppy with a choo-choo.
No.
Husky
dog,
no.
Hound dog. You're not about a hound dog.
Dances with wolves.
Mason wins again.
How is that a wolf?
Aunt Jenna is getting tipsy.
Will you stop plying her with alcohol?
I want her to like me.
How's Operation Lockwood?
He's my new BFF.
There you are. Isn't this fun?
Yes, thank you so much for inviting me.
Did I have a choice?
I know what you must think about me.
No, you don't. You've never dated you. I have dated many yous.
Well, I'm a work in progress.
He spots an open canteen of cutlery.
Ooh. These are fancy.
Thanks. My mother's silver set.
Behind Jenna's back, he finds a large silver knife in a drawer in the set and exchanges a look with Elena, who busies herself awkwardly helping Jenna fold napkins. In the cellar.
Hearing the truth after a century and a half of denial must be overwhelming.
It wasn't real. I remember you compelling me.
Only after I showed you who I really was. You were so scared of me, I had to take away your fear.
Well, whatever feelings I had back then, they've all turned to hate.
Love, hate, such a fine line. I can wait. Anyway, George Lockwood was causing all sorts of trouble. He used the vampires to cover up his own tracks, told the founding families about us. But he was willing to strike a deal.
What kind of a deal?
a deal to rid the town of vampires.
I just spoke to Giuseppe Salvatore. The roundup happens tonight.
Good. Insist that they do a body count before the church is set ablaze.
I will.
27 vampires.
Once the flames create chaos, crawl to the exit under the choir loft. I'll be there to set you free.
Make sure you're not followed. I need everyone to believe that I perished in that fire.
You knew that they were going to burn the vampires in the church.
I practically lit the match.
They were your friends. They were your family. And you just sold them out.
Without blinking.
In the kitchen at Jenna's.
Mason? Why don't you start us off?
Mason stares down at a silver pie slice before him.
Sure.
The pie slice is under a piece of apple pie which has been divided up into slices. Mason avoids touching the pie slice and takes a chunk of pie with his fingers.
Oh, what am I? I apologize. I'm an animal.
So, Mason, you and Jenna never dated?
She was always lost in Logan Fellland.
Oh, my first mistake. Mason was a catch. He had girls lining up.
Really?
Huh. I always pegged you for a lone wolf.
Oh, I'm sure I wasn't half the lady killer you were.
Mason and Damon exchange meaningful looks.
How about a toast? To new friends.
Right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Elena with Caroline.
Would I be the worst friend in the world if I abandoned you and went to Stefan's? You want to leave? It's just that he hasn't gotten back to me. And I'm starting to get this bad feeling. I don't think that's a good idea, Elena.
Damon's got it under control here.
Take it from me, there is nothing worse than a clingy girlfriend. I'm not being clingy, I'm just concerned. You understand, right? How about I drive you? Yeah, okay, that'd be great. Thanks. Yeah.
Caroline's smile fades as Elena heads out. The young women walk to Caroline's car. Elena gets in. Caroline deliberately drops her car keys beside the rear offside tire. As she bends to retrieve the keys, she breaks the tire valve, then gets in the car.
What did George get in return for giving you your freedom?
Something he wanted desperately.
So you sent 26 of your friends to their death just to fake your own. No, you were running from something. What was it?
Everyone has a past, Stefan. I needed to stay far, far away. Thanks to you, my plan nearly failed before it even began. Once George told me that the roundup was imminent, I made sure I could see you one last time.
A flashback of her biting him.
Mermaid.
What?
But your father used your love for me against you. He poisoned your blood.
She's carried to a shed.
We don't have long.
They're in woodland.
And Damon, being Damon, nearly ruined everything.
No.
He and Stefan are shot as they untie her.
We came for you. We tried to save you.
I didn't want to be saved.
So then Damon and I died for nothing.
No,
for nothing.
Stefan, you died for love.
He stares at her. At Jenna's.
Jenna just brought out Guitar Hero. Might be time to mutiny.
Well, I just happen to like Guitar Hero, so you, my friend, are barking up the wrong tree.
Okay, enough with the innuendos. You win. You're hilarious.
Thank you.
Come on, man. You don't think I know what this barbecue's about?
How do you know about me? Your brother was completely clueless.
Doesn't matter. I'm not your enemy, Damon.
You tried to kill my brother.
That was a mistake.
Really?
There was confusion. I couldn't chain myself up in time. I have no control once I shift.
What? No. Obedience school?
I'm serious. Let's not spark some age-old feud that doesn't apply to us.
You expect me to believe that you're in Mystic Falls planting peach trees?
I lost my brother. My nephew lost his father. I'm here for my family. Let's be above this.
Mason offers his hand. Damon pauses, then shakes it. Mason gives a reassuring nod and walks out of the kitchen. Damon takes the silver knife from the canteen of cutlery. He then picks up his drink and moves away. Caroline drives Elena along a country road.
Thanks for this. appreciate it. Here we come. To the rescue. Why are you being so snippy? That's my own drama. Now, I'm sure that you two will beat the odds. Not that there's any study to pull odds from. What is the ratio of success for vampire-human couplings? I'm guessing nil. Okay, Caroline. Sorry.
Elena turns up the music.
I love this song. What's playing?
Playing We Radiate by Goldfrapp.
No takers for more drinks at the grill? It's like I'm with a bunch of adults here.
I prefer the term role model.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. It was awesome. Lark, catch that game next week?
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Hey, you know, I should probably head out too.
Mason nods at Damon.
Jenna?
Damon takes her hand.
You are a wonderful hostess.
And you are a terrible artist.
Is that the only thing that makes me terrible?
Still deciding.
Good enough for me. Lark. Let's not catch that game next week.
Are you sure the toast's coming? We've been waiting forever.
I know, it's weird. And they said they'd be here by now.
Yeah.
It's dark.
I'm just gonna call Gemma.
No, let me try the toe people again. And I'll use my aggro voice.
We can just walk from here.
Well, I can't just leave my car.
We'll come back for it.
Just give me a minute, Elena.
Caroline, what part of I'm worried about Stefan didn't sink in?
What's the rush? Why are you hurrying to get to a relationship that'll never work?
Okay, look, I know that you're upset over Matt, but will you stop projecting it onto me and Stefan, please?
I'm not projecting anything. You're a human, he's a vampire. You're gonna be 70 and in diapers, and he's still gonna be smoking hot. And you will never have his children, Elena, and you are too maternal to not have children.
Where is this coming from?
I'm just trying to be your friend.
Okay, well, do me a favor and stop trying. There's the toe. I'm gonna walk.
No, Elena, don't. Caroline, you're hurting me. Don't leave me alone.
What's wrong with you?
Hey there. You want to call about a flat tire?
Cheated.
Elena marches off into the night. Damon pulls up in a deserted street and kills his headlights. Mason approaches him.
Damon? What, more dog jokes?
Nah, those got old.
Damon stabs Mason in the heart. Mason drops to his knees. As Damon goes to open the tailgate of his car, Mason pulls out the knife.
You know...
Mason stands.
I think it was werewolves who started this whole silver myth.
Probably from moments like this.
Duly noted.
Mason shuts the tailgate of Damon's car.
I was really looking forward to last call.
Mason feels his chest, then stands toe-to-toe with Damon. They eyeball each other.
Now you made an enemy.
Their eyes still locked, the two back away. In the Salvatore's cellar...
So you gonna tell me why you came back here, or were you just playing another game?
Have you not heard a word that I've said? I've answered that question 5 times over now.
All right, good. Make it 6.
I want what I want, Stefan. And I don't care what I have to do to get it. My list of victims is a long one, and I have no problem adding one more name to that list.
Come on, Catherine. If you wanted Elena dead, you would have done it by now.
Still can. If I have to, I will snap her neck like a twig, and you know it.
Stefan transforms and threatens her with a stake. He reverts to normal. Stefan throws down the stake.
Guess you don't hate me as much as you thought you did. I don't want you seeing Elena anymore. If you don't remove her from your life, I will kill everyone that she loves while she watches, and then I will kill her while you watch.
She pushes him away and breaks free of her manacles.
I have been sipping vervain every single day for the last 145 years. You caught me by surprise once. I wasn't gonna let it happen again. It doesn't hurt me, Stefan.
What?
I told you.
I've missed you, Stefan. I just wanted to spend some time with you.
Hello? Stefan?
Elena walks through the house. Catherine plunges the stake into Stefan's leg. Catherine walks away.
Stefan!
In the drawing room, Catherine stands behind Elena, who senses a presence and turns to face her.
You must be Elena.
Elena meets Catherine's malevolent stare with a fearful, shocked expression.
How is this possible? How do we look exactly alike?
Catherine moves closer to Elena and studies her. Elena breathes heavily. Catherine runs a forefinger along Elena's breastbone.
You're asking the wrong questions.
Elena!
Catherine sneers and disappears. Elena scans about the room.
You okay?
Not really. Are you okay?
Not really.
They hug. At the Mystic Grill, Caroline's in the washroom studying herself in a mirror above a hand basin. She washes her hands. She sees Catherine in the mirror and turns.
Catherine, care to share how you couldn't follow through with one simple task?
I tried, okay? But I couldn't exactly kidnap my best friend.
Occupy her. That's all I asked.
I told her that her relationship was doomed and, you know, all that mortality stuff. And I think I really think that I got to her.
I hope so. Because let's not forget, I already killed you once. I can easily do it again.
Tyler's at home studying the Moonstone. He hurriedly pockets it when Mason arrives back.
How's that barbecue?
Not great. You still pissed?
You still keeping secrets?
Yep.
Then I'm still pissed.
Mason nods and turns away.
Hey, you know, I was thinking about that stone you're looking for. I might know a couple places it could be.
Do you think this is a joke? If you know where it is, then tell me.
Tell me how the curse is triggered.
Well, if I tell you, you won't be able to think about anything else. I don't want that for you.
I think I can handle knowing.
Yeah, you think you can handle a tough guy? You have no idea.
You want your stupid rock or not?
Tell me where it is.
Tell me what triggers the curse.
You have to kill somebody. Human blood. You take another person's life away from them, then the curse is yours forever.
He lets go of Tyler's shirt.
Can you handle that?
Tyler looks contrite. Caroline is sitting alone at a table in the Mystic Grill, toying with food. Her eyes brighten when Elena and Stefan walk in.
Elena, hey.
Stefan leaves them on their own.
Oh my God, I am so sorry about earlier today. I don't know what came over me.
It's okay, Caroline. Everything that you were saying was right. It's just hard for me to hear, you know?
So, you're not mad at me.
You're just being a good friend. In your own way.
My own headcase. Horrible way. Elena, I really am sorry.
Elena nods, smiles sadly, and walks away to sit at a table with Stefan. Caroline watches and smiles over at them as the two study menus.
I'm starving.
Well, spending a day with your jealous ex will do that to you.
Listen, I know you're upset, all right? But you have to take her seriously. Today was all about the lengths that she'll go to.
If she was going to hurt me, she would have. I was standing right in front of her.
Elena, you caught her off guard. It doesn't mean that you're safe.
I'm not afraid of her.
Well, you should be.
If Catherine had her way, we'd be breaking up right now.
And if today taught me anything, it's that Catherine's used to getting her way.
You're not actually saying that we should do what she says.
Listen, she's sadistic, okay? She threatened you. She threatened everyone.
Yeah, no, I get it, okay? She's dangerous. But every day that we're together, it's dangerous. Why are you giving her so much power over our relationship?
Because it's the reality of our situation.
Well, reality sucks.
Caroline's listening.
This is what she wants. She wants us to fight. She wants to get between us.
She already has, Elena.
Elena's eyes cast about. When she meets Stefan's gaze, he stares down at the table. It's hard to walk away from the best of days. Caroline watches as Elena leaves and Stefan buries his head in his hand. Damon smiles to himself. My friend, in the time of our life.
Bad day?
Bed century.
They're outside the grill.
Heard you're on the loose.
What's the matter? Jealous I spent the day with Stefan?
I don't do jealous. Not with you. Not anymore.
Then why so pouty?
Tried to kill a werewolf and failed. Now I feel like I'm not living up to my best self.
Well, werewolves aren't easy prey.
What do you know about werewolves?
What do you ask your brother? Don't try to be the hero, Damon. You'll end up dead.
Been there, done that. At least this time it'll be worth it.
Damon turns on his heel and walks off into the night. At Jenna's, a miserable-looking Elena walks into a room. She stops, frowns to herself, and slowly turns round. Stefan's there.
Okay.
She rushes to hug him.
I hated that fight.
I know, me too. Felt too real.
Did you see Caroline?
Yeah.
We were right. Catherine got to her. She was hanging on to every single word.
And it won't be long before Catherine gets a play-by-play.
I wish I was wrong. But I know Caroline too well. It was so obvious that something was up today.
You're not wrong. It's pure Catherine. She's always finding somebody to do her dirty work.
I think Damon was listening to us fight, too. Are you going to tell him that it wasn't real?
The only way Catherine's going to believe it is if everybody believes it. It's the best way to make her think she's getting what she wants.
All this just to get you back.
It's not why she's here. No matter what she says, I know her. Catherine doesn't care about anybody but herself. She never has. She's incapable of love.
In the past, Catherine's in Moonlit Woodland.
She's here for another reason.
George.
Your carriage is waiting.
Well done, George. Thank you.
Now on to your part of the deal.
If anyone learns of my escape, I will find you and I will kill you.
She shows him the moonstone.
Don't think that I won't.
She hands it to George, who studies it, then smiles.
We shall take each other's secrets to the grave. Now, you must hurry.
He marches away. Catherine turns to look back at Damon and Stefan's bodies lying in the woods. Lifting her long skirts, she runs back to Stefan, crouches beside him, and gently strokes his forehead as he lies pale-faced and with his eyes closed.
I love you, Stefan. We will be together again. I promise.
In the past, Catherine plants a kiss on Stefan's lips. In the present, she stands in the night. She touches her lips with her fingertips and smiles to herself. In the past, Catherine withdraws slowly from the kiss. In the present, Catherine looks up at clouds scudding across the moon and smiles. ITFC audio description.
Nothing like a bit of vampy glam fun on a Thursday. Right, stay there to see Nurse Pricey next for the last in the series of Katie. And then at 10, Keith is gyrating against Dermot O'Leary for a celeb juice special, which, let's face it, will be amazing.